Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we have Bears beat reporter for the Chicago Tribune, Dan Weider. You can find him on Twitter at Dan Weider. Dan, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing well, man. So right now I know Mitchell Trubisky is listed as questionable, even though he practiced fully Friday and Thursday with the first team. Is there a little gamesmanship going on here, or, you know, they still want to see how he progresses with that left shoulder injury the next couple of days?
I think it's a combination of things, and I was a little bit alarmed to see them throw the questionable tag on him, given that he's been a full participant in practice the last 2 days. Matt Nagy this afternoon said they're still trying to get a feel for where Mitch is at mentally as he works back from the injury, and how much is he able to block that out of his mind, both pain-wise and also be able to dial in on the game plan they're putting in. So I fully expect him to play on Sunday, but I think there's a little bit of concern within the walls at Halas Hall on where he's going to be mentally and if he's ready to go against a Saints defense that can heat you up a little bit.
Well, and when you talk about this Saints team, they won't have Drew Brees. You won't have Alvin Kamara. No Jared Cook. No Traquan Smith. You're talking about four starters there. How do you think that the Bears defensively, they will try to, you know, minimize what Mike Thomas and Teddy Bridgewater can do, since you know they don't have the other weapons there on the field with them?
Well, look, this Bears defense has been special for the last 2 years, and they know that they've got a game-wrecking playmaker that can change every single drive in Khalil Mack. And so if the Saints decide to do what the Raiders did to the Bears and send a lot of attention Khalil's way and neutralize him, some of these other guys have to step up. That's Roquan Smith. That's Leonard Floyd. That's Eddie Jackson. There's playmakers all over this defense. The key to Sunday's game, in my opinion, is making Teddy Bridgewater make some mistakes. And as you guys know, he's not Drew Brees, but he also doesn't make a lot of silly mistakes or bad plays that cost your team a chance to win the game. So they've got to figure out a way to fluster him a little bit, maybe get a strip sack, maybe get a tipped pass or two that they can pick off. If they can do that, now all of a sudden it helps your cause, particularly with an offense that has been struggling for the entire year.
Dan, how's that weather doing up there? You know, we get spoiled down here, obviously, in New Orleans, and Deuce and I are getting ready to travel up there tomorrow for the game, and just wondering, do I need to pack a sweater? Do I need a sweater and a jacket?
I'd bring a sweater, but I will tell you this. For late October in Chicago, it's absolutely beautiful today. It's supposed to be beautiful on Sunday. I think we're going to be in the mid-60s for kickoff.
Nice.
Sunshine's out, so the weather should be cooperative on Sunday. This is a very important game for the Bears. I know the Saints have got a little bit of breathing room with the winning streak they've been on. The Bears absolutely have to have this one on Sunday.
How much is that defense going to be different without the presence of Akeem Hicks there in the middle?
Yeah, largely different. The good news for the Bears is that if there was any position coming into the season where they had some quality depth, it was on the defensive line. And so you got guys like Bilal Nichols, Roy Robertson-Harris, Nick Williams, guys that will fill in there. You're not going to make up for the loss of Akeem Hicks. He's just too big of a powerful force and a tone-setting guy up front. But the good news when you have a defense like the Bears is you've got playmakers on all three levels. You know, we talked about Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd, Roquan Smith, Danny Trevathan, Eddie Jackson, Kyle Fuller. You know, there's playmakers all over, and so it's got to be sort of a group effort to compensate for what you're missing without having Hicks in there.
Talking to Dan Weider, who is the Bears beat reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Dan, I want to know a little bit about that offensive line. We saw where they were able to put they did put Long on injured reserve. And, you know, when you see some of the things, what I guess that they're frustrated about is not having the ability to run the football. You know, you have Cohen, you have Montgomery, but those guys haven't really gone off from an offensive running game is concerned. Is that something that they really wanted to focus on coming off of their bye week?
No question. To be quite frank, it's been a disaster up front for them through the first five games of the year. Those running backs haven't gotten going because there haven't been holes to run through. And so, obviously, Kyle Long goes to injured reserve, and you got to figure out who's going to replace him. The top choice is Ted Larson, a veteran there, but he is dealing with an injury himself, and it's not clear whether he'll be able to to play on Sunday. But the bottom line is Matt Nagy wants this group to play with more of an edge and to set the tone at the front and be able to create some of those holes and not get physically dominated. And that's step one, really, to getting this offense going. And then, obviously, you got to have every other position group contribute as well.
While that Bears offense, I know, has struggled to get points on the board, the special teams, the return game, has definitely been pretty spectacular this season. Why has that unit been so good at being able to get yardage in the kick return game and in punt return?
Well, Tariq Cohen is just a special, special punt returner. And, you know, obviously you guys got a guy out there in Deontay Harris who's got that same sort of small frame but wiggle and burst. And when he gets the ball and sees some room, he can really, get out in the open field and make some things happen. And so Cohen is surrounded by a good supporting cast, and he's always dangerous if you're going to put the ball in his hands. But I know the Bears are worried that Thomas Morstead doesn't give you a lot of opportunities either. Right. He's been so good this year. So they're not sure that that's going to be an advantage for them if Tariq doesn't get going. The other part of special teams, obviously, here in Chicago is that they've had a reliable place-kicking operation this season, which is a big deal given the way last year ended.
No doubt about it. Thanks, Dan, for your time, man. We'll see you on Sunday.
All right, guys. Travel safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.